Let's go to Job 33, starting verse 13 through 30. I'm going to read those few verses in the King James. Job 33, 13. And I want to show you some things here that's in the book of Job that's really kind of hard to swallow. Job 33. Why dost thou strive against him? For he giveth not account of any of his matters. For God speaks once, yea, twice, yet man perceives it not. Do you know everybody's heard God speak to them, whether they know it or not? This is what God will do. He'll send some young man like me up to a young man like this one sitting here, and he'll say, I haven't seen you in church lately, son. Why haven't you been coming? Well, I've been busy. I don't have time. I've got other things to do. Okay. Need to go to church. Need to serve God. And then later, another guy comes by, a month later. Hey, son, how good friend. I hadn't seen you in church in a while. What are you doing? Well, I ain't got time to go. I got something else to do. You know who that is every time coming and talking to this young man? God. He's giving you a warning. He's telling you, you need to put me first. But it says here, for God speaks once, yea, twice, yet man perceives it not. We're totally dead to spiritual things. So when somebody comes up and tells us we ought to be doing this or that, we ain't paying no attention. Well, who's that guy? Just a friend of mine or just an acquaintance, just somebody I met. He don't know what he's talking about. I don't need to go to church. That's what we do. Well, let's see what happens. Let's go to the next couple of verses. In a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falls upon men, in slumbering upon the bed, then he opens the ears of men and seals their instructions. How many of you have ever had a dream? If you ain't had a dream, you're something. God sends dreams. He talks to all of us in dreams. Verse 17 and 18. Some of them we don't like. Some of them we think comes from the devil because they're really scary. That he may withdraw man from his purpose and hide pride from man. See, pride will kill you. It'll take you to the grave. He keepeth back his soul from the pit and his life from perishing by the sword. God loves you. He's trying his best to keep this. In verse 19 and 20. He is chastened also with pain. Wait a minute. If he speaks to you again and again, why did we listen? Because we didn't realize who it was talking. Then he sends us dreams and visions, and we still don't get it. God's trying to tell you. God sent a dream to me years ago when I was young and dumb. I didn't have a clue how to deal with a dream. But I had a 21, nearly 22-year-old sister. I had been in the U.S. Air Force. I'd just been down to Lackland, San Antonio, for my basic training. And my sisters had two sisters. One was 9 years older than me, one 2 years younger than me. And they both came down with Mom and Dad to see me before I went off to Chanute, to Illinois, to camp, to Air Force training. And I left down there, told my sisters goodbye, and my mom and dad. And I went to Chanute only a few days. I'd only been up there a few days. And I had a dream in the middle of the night. And in that dream, there was a casket there. And there was somebody in that casket. And I was trying to see the face, but there was a great big hand over the face. Anywhere I moved, their hand was over the face. And I could not see who was in that casket. But I knew it was a family member. The next morning when I woke up, my whole pillow was wet. Boy, when it got to be 8 o'clock that morning, I called Mom. I said, Mom, is everybody okay at home? Well, yeah. She said, everybody's fine. She said, something wrong with you. I said, no, Mom. Everything's okay. I just want to know, is everybody okay? Now, I call home every 2 or 3 days to make sure everybody's okay. You believe that? No, I never call home to see if everybody's okay. I didn't have the money. I was in the Air Force making a very little bit of money. I had no money. I certainly didn't use what little pennies I had on a telephone call. I didn't call, but that morning I called, and Mother knew there was something wrong with me. I said, Mom, is Dad okay? Now, why would I think about Dad? He's the oldest. She said, of course he's okay, son. Said he got up this morning and went to work. He's fine. I said, okay. She said, there's something wrong with you. I said, no, Mom. Everything's okay. I'm fine. But that night, my sister and one of her best friends were both killed in a head-on car. Drunk drivers ran over them head-on and killed both of them right there in Goldsway, Texas. God was trying to warn me. He was trying to tell me, this is going to happen, but you can stop it. How can I stop it? How? Absolutely. Pray against it. Do we have that kind of power as sons of God? Yes. Was I smart enough to know? No. I had no idea how to deal with that situation. I was a young, dumb, 23-year-old young man, raised in church, didn't know how to pray, didn't know nothing about the spiritual world. They didn't teach me in the Baptist church very well. I hate to say it, but I wasn't taught very well the things that were available to me as a son of God. I just didn't know. So I didn't know how to pray. So that night my sister died. And the other girl too. But it says right here that if we don't hear God in these dreams and speaking, then this is what He does. He chastens also us with pain upon His bed, and the multitude of His bones will with strong pain, so that His life abhorreth bread and His soul dainty meat. Now that's not a place I want to go. If God chastens, the word chasten means discipline. God disciplines people with sickness and pain deep in their bones. And you go on down here, this deep pain in your body. When you have cancer, almost nobody believes that comes from God. But it does. God is the one, says He's the one doing it. I'm the one doing all this. Why is He doing this to people? Because they will not obey what He says. And so He disciplines you. He chastens or disciplines also with pain upon your bed and the multitude of your bones with strong pain, so that His life abhorreth bread and His soul dainty meat, verse 21 and 22. His flesh is consumed away that it cannot be seen, and His bones that were not seen stick out. What does that sound like? That sound like cancer? It does to me. Yea, His soul draweth near unto the grave, and His life to the destroyer. That's scary. That's not what I want to hear. Is you? But you know, when I learned these things, it changed the way I do business. You know that? I'm no longer this young, prideful young man that think, I don't need God. Now I know I need Him. And if He hadn't have been merciful to me when I was a young, dumb kid, if He'd have took me after I sinned the 100th time of not putting Him first, you know how many years ago I'd have been dead? Many. Many. But He was merciful to me. Verse 23 and 24. If there be a messenger with Him, an interpreter, one among a thousand. That's what I said earlier in the church. We should have a church full of men that know how to pray this prayer of faith for people. Do you agree with me? But we don't have hardly anybody. In fact, the Word of God says there's only one among a thousand. Well, I don't know about you, but I'm going to be one of those thousand, aren't you? Yeah, I'm going to be one of them. How many of you in this room would like to dedicate your life to God to be one of those thousand? That's the way we should be. Every one of us should be that one in a thousand. One among a thousand to show unto the man his uprightness, then he is gracious. In other words, if we show the man the sin and the problem he's got, then it says, God is gracious unto him and saith, deliver him from going down to the pit. I have found a ransom. What is that ransom today? The blood of Jesus. That's the ransom we've got. When we go to people, we can take the blood of Jesus and say, that's all you got to do is confess your sin, and that blood will cleanse you and wash you clean and make you holy again. 25 and 26. His flesh shall be fresher than a child's. He shall return to the days of his youth. Boy, if I ever saw that demonstrated right out there with Jenna. Although she's young, her skin was like an old person's skin. It was eat up. It was dry, crooked. I mean, it was eat up with pain and sickness and devastation. And whenever her mother repented of that sin, and we prayed the prayer of faith for her, and mother, she was the one that was so bold. I want a complete new layer of skin on Jenna. I mean, Mama, she wanted her baby. See, I never got to see the little girl except in pictures. But Mama slept with her every day, every night. She knew what this little girl looked like. And she didn't just want her healed. She wanted a new layer of skin. And what did God we serve do? He gave her that. I mean, you look at that beautiful little girl, there's not a flaw, a scar, or a mark left on her little body. It's beautiful. He says, he promises us he'll do this right here. He shall pray unto God, and he will be favorable unto him, and he shall see his face with joy, for he will render unto man his righteousness. He looketh upon men, and if any say, I have sinned, and perverted that which was right, and it profited me not. Now see, there it is, right there again, isn't it? And if you look upon God and say, Lord, I'm sorry, I have sinned. And it didn't pay a good dividend. It didn't profit me nothing. In other words, you might have profited, you might have worked long, hard hours, you might have been a CEO of a corporation, you may have millions in the bank, but if you get down with that sickness and disease and it destroys you, that money ain't going to do you no good whatsoever. So many men waste their life trying to make a million. And then they spend the last 20 years of it since they didn't put God first trying to get well. And they go through all that pain and torment. Well, let me tell you, I would not swap places with you for no amount of money. I'm going to tell you, I love walking in divine health. I love being well, and I love having no pain.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety titled, The Lord Will Make Thy Plagues Wonderful, or you would like to have any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.